Enjoy this flyover clip.
Well,
absolutely. Well, David did not actually kind of go through some of your history in college, because I want to share that. You know, a lot of people
the credits would be rolling.
Yeah, they would. I know. I see you as an influencer, but also talk about your experience in college. You actually have a degree, a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. So go into a little bit of that as well.
Pretty smart.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, to tell you the truth, I never thought in a million years I would have a career in media, or certainly even adjacent to politics. Really, since I was a young child, my passion has always been science, and with science, the pursuit of objective truth, which was what led me to pursue both of my degrees in biomedical sciences on a pre-med track to hopefully use that in the realm of surgery or medicine in some formal capacity. Obviously, God threw my life in a totally different direction, namely when I showed up to my undergraduate college campus at Colorado State University, hardly a very controversial campus, one would think, and was sitting in my classes like anatomy and physiology and organic chemistry, instead of pursuing objective truth, arguing with my professors over their political opinions, or even being told on a multiple choice test that the wrong answer choice for the origins of the universe was that God could have possibly had any hand in it. And I realized very, very quickly that that pursuit of objective truth, which I think we've all seen behind the curtain now, thanks to COVID in these last few years, really isn't present in academia, in science, or in science at large. When you're being told that abortion does not end a genetically unique human life, or that your chromosomes have nothing to do with your gender identity, it's a really upside down reality and world. But I've never been one to sit down and be quiet, especially when truth is under attack in academia. So I decided to be involved and get a part of the process way back when I was in college a few years ago, and started a Turning Point USA chapter or club on my campus to go on offense to fight this culture war and to fight for intellectual dialogue and a challenge of perspectives and objective truth. I wrote my first book about my college experience called Frontlines, and discovered very, very quickly what it takes for these young individuals in America, young adults, to be fighting in an era and in a culture war that those older than us are unwilling to do. I got all of the backlash for that, lots of death threats and my address getting doxxed online. But I fell in love with activism along the way and knew that I couldn't stop this generational conversation. Now I do it in a bit of a different venue on social media than on a college campus, but I'm incredibly blessed to have the opportunities that I do. And I still like to tell people that my job is still to get up and tell people the truth every day.
I love it.
That is great.
What would you say it was about your background that gave you the ability? Because thousands and thousands of kids have that experience right up to questioning it that you did. You know, our kids are now, you know, the partners with us in Flyover, but we've owned three businesses with them, and they grew up, you know, very kind of entrepreneurial and that. We've lived in, you know, orphanages in Mexico. They kind of had a unique background. But I feel like I intentionally prepared them as children. Like, they went to private Christian school. And if you would have been a fly on the wall at dinner, we always had dinner together, no matter what. If it had to be 5 o'clock or 9 o'clock, we always had at the table together. And they would share what they learned in school. And I was like the antagonist. I was like questioning it. Well, but you know, what about this? Or, you know,
even like Bible class.
Oh yeah. The Bible class would be like, okay, you know, when Cain killed Abel, and then he, like, you know, was bargaining with God, like, don't send me off there, those people will kill me. I was like, well, who's he afraid of? Who's going to kill Cain? You know? And they're like, I don't know. My teacher didn't say, you know, so we'd have these conversations. Mm-hmm. I would create rabbit trails with like vacuums that I wanted them to fill themselves. Mm-hmm. And they were like seven, you know, and six and eight, but creating that where it's not just you're told something and, well, that's it. And I was intentionally preparing them to think independently when they were outside of arm's length, you know, from me.
Yeah.
Did you feel like that happened for you growing up, or was it just a unique thing for you, or did God kind of download some stuff into you that set that in question? Because you would think that would be more normal, mm-hmm. but most people kind of go with the flow and I'm just going to pass the test and do my thing and go on. What is it in your background that you feel like kind of prepared you for that moment?
probably a bit of all of the above. Certainly, I credit God with all of the opportunities that I've had in the last several years. I never could have built this type of platform all on my own, but I grew up in a very similar environment. My parents are both Catholic lawyers, so we spent a lot of time talking about
religion
around the dinner table. And that was our rule growing up. Just like you were explaining with your family, there was no such thing as a kids' table. We were expected to sit with the adults at Thanksgiving dinner or even Friday night pizza parties and talk with our parents about what was going on in the world. Our parents encouraged us to watch stuff like the State of the Union and understand what was happening in our country. But I really credit most of the confidence that I have in speaking up to joining the competitive speech and debate team in high school, which my mom forced me to do as a sophomore at 15.
Way to go, Mom.
It was basically social suicide at the time. And I said, I already don't have a lot of friends. Are you sure I have to do this? And she said, if you can go 3 weekends in a row and you still hate it, I won't make you do it anymore. I realized pretty quickly if I tried, I could probably be pretty good at speech and debate. I was very fortunate to represent the state of Colorado where I grew up at the national tournament several times. I was the captain of our team in high school. And it forced me to think about things, not just politically, but culturally from this 360 degree perspective, because you never know when you're walking into a debate tournament, which side of an argument you're going to take until you get into that room. And you have to be prepared to back things up with evidence, with data, with statistics and logic. And I think really being forced at a young, young age, 15, 16, 17 years old, to think about stuff like freedom of speech and the Constitution, to think about the economy and these very difficult subjects that most adults don't even confront on college campuses these days, from that 360 degree perspective, really allowed me as a true scientist to think about all of the evidence out there and to follow the truth from there.
Hello, Flyover family. Join me every Wednesday for the Prophetic Report at 11:11 Central. You can find it on Rumble. You can find it on the Flyover app. We have such an incredible time of hearing from all of these different prophetic voices like Robin Bullock, Julie Green, Barry Wunsch, Amanda Grace, and Hank Kuhneman. Every week, it's either 5 or 6 different prophets that are speaking. And what's interesting is God is speaking through them. And all of these voices come together like puzzle pieces. It is so exciting to hear what the Lord is saying. We're hearing from medical. We're hearing from military intelligence. We're hearing from the financial world. We're hearing from mainstream media. But the most important is, what is God saying? He has not fallen off the throne. He's not nervous. He's not chewing his nails. He is in control. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. What a great time to be alive. And I'm so excited for you to join me every Wednesday at 11:11. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.